At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
We will be at Cedars in the Front Porch from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. that day. We'll be there, sip the whole show. It'll be fun. People will be throwing cash out their window, semis honking going by.
We hope so.
You can give right now at givetolincoln.com, or please stop by and see us on Thursday. Cedars has served 2,600 families in the last year and also provided 121,000 nights of care. Your gift makes that possible at givetolincoln.com. Softball, Sip. I was at the games Thursday,
yes,
Friday. Saturday was hot out there, which was a nice, better than cold. Mm-hmm. Nebraska takes care of Oklahoma State 8-1. On Friday, 9-1 on Saturday, 7-run inning for Nebraska. Chases Ruby Malin from the game, and the backup pitcher just was not great for Okie State. That's why she oftentimes goes 7 innings when she pitches Ruby. Because the bullpen is not great, or starters behind her. She's the best. And Nebraska really had few issues with Ruby Malin hitting with the bats. Reminder, Sip.
I'm listening to you. I'm looking for something. I'm fully engaged.
Nebraska scored 7 runs total in the regional here the previous weekend.
There you go. Remember when Rhonda was here last week and we asked her about the offense? And
What'd she say?
She basically said she was not concerned.
And she was right. So against South Dakota, 4 runs. Grand Canyon, 2 runs. And then 1 run in the one that clinched the regional. So 7 runs total. They had 8 runs in the first game against Okie State and 9 game 2. The bats got hot. Jesse Farrell, 5 RBIs in the first game.
I was struck by the Oklahoma State head coach's comments. Kenny Gajewski.
Good name.
Kenny Gajewski. He said they of Nebraska, they have an absolute national championship type team. He said, we knew it when we played them early in the season. They're athletic up and down the lineup. They can pop a home run here and there.
Yes.
They're just tough. They take Rhonda's personality and Jordy's, and they just run. And it's fun to watch them. He says it's not fun to be on the other side, but it's really fun to watch them play. How about that?
This is Nebraska. Okie State came in here as a very, very, very good batting team. They have incredible averages all up down that lineup. Like the worst I saw, Sip, for an average was like 340 on their team. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And yet they scored 2 runs total.
Well, Nebraska, Alexis Jensen, Fromm.
Jordy Fromm was amazing game one, and Alexis was great game two. Like that's why they're so dangerous in OKC. You don't have to pitch Jordy Fromm the whole time.
Nebraska got a good lineup, too.
Hannah Kaur has had a nice postseason for Nebraska.
Hannah Kaur.
In the 2 spot behind Jordy Fromm.
Hannah Kaur is also a transfer.
She is. From Oklahoma.
From Oklahoma. Kaur and Jordy have been to this.
They have.
Deal. In fact, Jordy has 2 titles.
She does.
Does Kaur have 2 titles?
I believe she does also.
We'll ask Rhonda about having players like that on the roster that have won titles, that have been in that setting. I believe those are the only 2 on Nebraska's roster. I shouldn't go there. Now, here's the million-dollar question.
Ooh, Rob.
What is this going to look like in Oklahoma City? What's this going to look like? Is it going to look like it can't? Could it possibly look like Nebraska basketball?
Well, here's the problem, and I'm not just Nebraska baseball and softball play the exact same, not the exact same time. So Thursday 8:30 is softball, and 3 p.m. Friday is baseball.
Right.
I think you're going to have 9,000 fans plus over here at Haymarket Park. How many are traveling down to OKC? You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least 1 discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit Hims.com/early break to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's Hims.com/early break. Hims.com/early break. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit Hims.com.
Yeah. What's the crossover?
Should be a lot. There should be a lot down there. Because
what's the crossover is the question.
This team's won 51 games. Mm-hmm. 51 games.
Nebraska will be well represented. It's just a question of how well represented, right?
Yes.
UCLA,
by the way, also made the College World Series. Yes. Who Nebraska beat in the Big Ten tournament final 7-3.
I believe Nebraska took 2 of 3 from UCLA.
In Lincoln.
Yes. So, yeah. Nebraska. As Gutchewski said, They're a national championship type team. I was glad he said it. I mean, that's my feeling. I'm not qualified to say that. I haven't seen the nation, but God, Nebraska. Those two pitchers plus a very strong lineup from top to bottom. That's what you got. And then, yeah, Rhonda's hitting at a high level, right?
It should be noted, Sip, that with Northwestern winning the national championship in lacrosse this week. Was it field hockey?
Okay.
Lacrosse.
Okay.
That's 11 titles for the Big Ten. They have a good chance of getting, when all is said and done, 13 national champions this year in the Big Ten, with baseball and softball having a good chance. You've got two teams.
Team champions. Wow.
Yes, you've got two teams in UCLA and Nebraska that have made the final eight teams. In OKC. Mm-hmm. You have the number one overall team in the country in baseball in UCLA and three teams hosting regionals. You could have 13 national championships and in the basketball, football, baseball, softball. Hello. Mm.
Back to that other conversation.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
You that.
No, you're fine. No, don't apologize. That was good information. The vast majority of Nebraska's roster hasn't been to the CWS. Fromm and Coor both attended Oklahoma and have that experience to draw on. Hannah Coor. Jordy was the MVP twice of that tournament.
But she was very young, too.
Freakazoid.
Yeah, well, she is still a freakazoid. She's
right.
Crazy good.
Yeah. So
I just want to say that, just shout out to the fans. The crowds were packed. If you're standing in the outfield, like Scott Miller was in left field. You know, he's very tall. He still couldn't see very well because there's so many people out there. Crowds were packed.
This is a question for Rhonda.
Well, she's not here yet, so.
I know, but I'm going to
ask her at 7:30.
No, I'm going to ask you if I should ask her. Do you allow, you're Rhonda, do you allow yourself to think about what this, you haven't been to this event, this WCWS, since 2013. Do you allow yourself to think about how this could propel your program? Or do you have to stay in the moment?
Okay, I can't answer that for Rhonda. Because what if she says something different than me? I acted as Rhonda here.
But do I ask that question?
Sure.
Or is she just going to say, no, we stay in the moment?
Well, and she can say that. She should say that, but you can ask her that.
I wonder what she'd say to that. By the way, Oklahoma fails to qualify for the field for the first time in... Since 2015, so do that math. Oklahoma fails
10 straight years.
Yeah, Oklahoma fails to qualify for the WCWS for the first time since 2015.
That's incredible. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
They've had 10 straight.
Yeah. That's a mega program, but did not qualify. No. Won't be there.
They will not.
Wonder how that affects the scene, by the way. No Okie State, no Oklahoma. I wonder what that scene looks like.
I don't know.
I wonder if the stands are packed all the time now.
Will Arkansas travel? Will they play Nebraska the first game, or their first game on Thursday?
Will Arkansas travel?
Will Tennessee travel? Will UCLA travel?
These
probably
are questions
not
for Rhonda.
We'll ask there.
She'll have a handle on it.
But before that, up next, Zip, is Song of the Day and Bills Through. It's Bugaboo Tuesday.
Okay.
That's next on Early Break in the Ticket.